poison.
What are you going on about?
Clostridium botulinum. It's one of the deadliest poisons on the planet. Carl Powers.
Oh, wait, are you saying he was murdered?
Remember the shoelaces?
Hmm.
The boy suffered from eczema. It'd be the easiest thing in the world to introduce the poison into his medication. 2 hours later, he comes up to London. The poison takes effect, paralyzes the muscles, and he drowns.
Well, how come the autopsy didn't pick that up?
It's virtually undetectable. Nobody would have been looking for it. There were still tiny traces of it left inside the trainers from where he put the cream on his feet. That's why they had to go.
So how do we let the bomber know?
Get his attention. Mm-hmm. Stop the clock.
The killer kept the shoes all these years.
Yes. Meaning?
He's our bomber.
Well done, you. Come and get me.
Where are you? Tell us where you are.
She lives in Cornwall. Two men broke in wearing masks, forced her to drive to the car park and decked her out in enough explosives to take down a house.
Told her to phone you.
She had a readout from this pager.
And if she deviated by one word, the sniper would set her off.
Or if you hadn't solved the case.
Oh, elegant.
Elegant. What was the point? Why would anyone do this?
I can't be the only person in the world that gets bored.
You have one new message.
Four pips.
First test passed, it would seem. Here's the second. It's abandoned, wouldn't you say?
See if it's been reported.
Freak. For you.
Hello?
It's okay that you've gone to the police.
Who's this? Is this you again?
But don't rely on them. Clever you. Guessing about Carl Powers. I never liked him. Carl laughed, didn't he? So I stopped him laughing.
And you've stolen another voice, I presume.
This is about you and me.
Who are you? What's that noise?
The sounds of life, Sherlock. But don't worry. I can soon fix that.